Last week, Harvard University hosted the 27th Ig Nobel Prize Awards. The event, run by the science magazine, The Annals of Improper Research, celebrates scientific journals that first make people laugh and then make them think, in a nod to help spur people's interest in STEMs, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. CQ researchers Professor Matthew Rockloff and Nancy Greer were awarded the Economics Prize for their study, Never Smile at a Crocodile. Betting on electronic gambling machines is intensified by reptile-induced arousal. Their 2010 study focused on crocodile interactions at a local Rockhampton reptile farm and the effects of heightened emotions from holding a crocodile on gambling. CQU's Professor Rockloff explained that although the awards are a parody to the renowned Nobel Prizes, the scientific research in each study can genuinely benefit society.
Most gambling researchers really concentrate on cognitive issues, things like people's superstitious beliefs and how that changes their gambling behavior. All of these things are important, of course, but certainly in this research I've shown that emotions are a very strong influence on people's gambling decisions and therefore should be better understood.
A past Ig winner, André Guillem, actually went on to become a Nobel laureate in physics, making him the first person to win both awards. Guillem won the Ig Nobel Prize in 2000 for using magnets to levitate a frog, before winning the Nobel Prize for Physics in 2010 for his experiments using the substance graphene. Nobel laureates also get in on the fun and are invited to hand out the wacky prizes each year at Harvard. This year's theme, Uncertainty, saw the winners receive 10 trillion Zimbabwean dollars, which after inflation only amounts to around $5, along with a styrofoam trophy to keep with the theme. Although Professor Rockloff doesn't have future plans to win another Ig Nobel Prize, he says he isn't ruling anything out.
It's called the Ig Nobel, as in Ig space Nobel. If you run that together, it sounds like ignoble, which in ignoble, if you look up in the dictionary, means dishonorable. The name of the prize is sort of a joke in and of itself. Do I have similar research that would be as silly? Certainly not. I didn't actually set out to do research that was necessarily humorous in and of itself. It just kind of turned out that way. And that's true for most of the winners of the Ig Nobel.
Nine other recipients received accolades for their scientific research, with the physics prize going to researchers asking the question, can a cat be both a liquid and a solid? The anatomy prize winner asked, why do old men have big ears? But the most helpful study for Australians looked at how you should hold your coffee to stop it spilling, finding the best way to stop spillage was to walk backwards with your hands around the outer rim of the cup. Since the awards began back in 1991, Australian researchers have been awarded an Ig Award 17 times. Receiving awards for inventing a chemical recipe to partially unboil an egg, discovering that lost dung beetles can navigate their way home by looking at the Milky Way, and demonstrating that when people have a strong urge to urinate, they make better decisions about some things, but worse decisions about others. Who knows what we will see in next year's event? I'm Isabel Coutts for 2SER.